ladies and gentlemen, the American Pie Forum.
Hey, thanks a lot, Pat. I'm really looking forward to it.
Not so much, Danny.
Thanks. I'll see you Monday.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Give my best to moms. Oh, I'm old, Callahan.
Hey, Stanley, what's with the barbecue routine?
No, I'm just practicing.
Ptomaine poisoning?
No, I was just offered a very good job at Pop's hot dog stand, and I'm practicing up my gastronomical en brochette a la Handelman.
Yeah, and you ought to practice your French. Hey, I thought you took a job down at the hot dog factory.
Nah, they don't pay as good as Pop's, and besides, you don't get any tips in the factory. And at Pop's, I can eat all the hot dogs I want. And boy, I really love it. They're really good.
I know, you really do, I know. But Stan, did you check into the fringe benefits?
What's that, like a charity ball for hippies?
No, fringe benefits are like health insurance, life insurance, and they're things that an employer gives an employee that aren't in the paycheck. But in the long run, you get more money.
I didn't know that. I mean, what you're trying to tell me is that the more money I get in my paycheck, the less I get, because it's better to make less so I get more, and the less I get, the more I make, since the more I make, the less I have, and in the long run, that's not as good as making less and having more. Is that what you're trying to say?
Naturally.
You're sick.
Hey. Well, okay, let me put it this way. If you had an accident at Pop's, right?
Yeah.
Who'd pay your hospital bills? Nobody. If you had an accident down at the factory and you were sent to the hospital, they'd pay all your hospital bills.
Oh, wow, it's better to have an accident at the factory.
Yes, it is. And, okay, here's something I know you don't like to talk about.
What's that?
Death.
Don't talk about that.
Well, death, what I mean is life insurance. Life insurance. They give you life insurance. That's a fringe benefit. And so if you meet your demise, you know, your relatives are covered. They're taken care of.
See, I didn't know that.
Sure, all those things. Health insurance, life insurance, all those are fringe benefits. Now you know what they are.
Wow, you know, I'm going to take a job at the factory. And then this way, when I want to eat a hot dog, I'll just go to Pop's and have a hot dog because I really love them.
I think that's what you ought to do, huh?
Yeah.
How come you love those hot dogs so much?
Oh, you kidding? Did you ever hear a love song?
No.
When I am an Oscar Mayer wiener, all the girls will be in love with me. Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judd Strunk.
I go back to my hometown. We had Boone Dorsky, Slava Cranston, Goosey Rattlejack, Boyle Clark, Benny Fox, and myself, Judge Strunk. We had a football team. We used to play football on Nunnweiler Hill. And we had a cheerleader whose name was Adelaide Federspiel. And Adelaide wasn't what you'd call a knockout. But she was easy. And loose women are a dime a dozen when you're 12, you know. And I go back now and I sit in Zelensky's or those places. And occasionally I'll see one of the guys, you know, that had it all together. Probably went through more than many of us, and maybe not as much as most of us. Thanks. birthday cake and popcorn at the zoo. Hide and seek, kiss my cheek, cross your heart and tell me I love you. And I wonder if they ever think about me. I wonder if their mom still looks the same. I wonder if she's found someone to take my place. Second tries, lessons learned, I wish that I had known. Broken hearts, brand new starts, I'd trade it all to have a place called home. A woman, a boy, a girl, and oh Lord, I'm so glad that once upon a time I held their hands in mine. Once upon a time they called me dad.
Forum will continue in a moment. But first, this important message. If you're looking for work and you find you're lucky enough to be able to choose between several jobs, don't just pick the job that offers more take-home pay until you've thoroughly checked out the fringe benefits. Fringe benefits are things like inexpensive group health and life insurance, accident or illness coverage, so you don't lose your wages if you can't work for a while, maternity leave, which allows working mothers and sometimes fathers time off to care for their newborn child, and some companies even offer their employees a share of the profits as an incentive to do a better job. So don't be penny wise and pound foolish. Don't jump at a job that puts extra change in your pocket until you've looked hard at the real value of the fringe benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jeremy.
Been over for some while, Effie May. I got back from valorous duty in the army.
Oh, Jeremy, you all right?
I'm fine. It's nothing, just a little something I got in the Battle of Baccalaura.
The Battle of Baccalaura?
Yes, that's what I got this medal for, Valor in Action.
Oh, Jeremy, you get hit?
Oh, just a flesh wound, just a flesh wound.
Well, first your right one was hurt, and now it's your left one.
Well, I got gangrene in that one. I'd keep company with the other one while it was recuperating.
Oh, I see, Jeremy. Well, that's too bad. I bet you now you're going to have both bad shoulders, and you won't be able to take me out to a dance or
anything. No. They're fine. They're recuperating already, and I'm ready to go back to work right now.
Well, that's too bad, because Mr. Ferkel doesn't have a position for you anymore.
What? You now went off to fight a war, and I come back and find my job gone?
Oh, no, Mr. Ferkel hasn't hired anybody.
So what's the problem? My job's still there.
No, it ain't, Jeremy. While you was gone, Mr. Ferkel and I took up the slack. After a few days, we got organized, and we just didn't miss you anymore.
Why, you little scouse, Marm. I helped you get this job here. I taught you all the ropes. I went out to defend you and yours, and I come back and find my job gone.
You pompous sand pounder, you... Jeremy!
All right, soldier, you... Jeremy! Well, I might have known with all the fussing going on. Oh, but welcome back, lad. It's good to see you home again.
Some welcome to come back to find my job gone. Who wants to hire a man that ain't whole? Well, I'm fine. I'll just go look for a job somewhere else.
Don't you want to work with us anymore?
Effie May said you all didn't even miss me. Said she could handle her job and mine, too.
I think Effie May's been smoking cornflakes. She's just teasing you, Jeremy. Why, we did have things a bit rough, but we kept your old job open for you.
Well, that's great. I can just go get ready to work right off then.
Well, don't you want to rest your war wound?
With pay, of course, Jeremy. Fine.
Jeremy got wounded in the Battle of Baccalaureum, Mr. Ferkel. He led the charge ashore under heavy fire. Maybe his name's in the paper.
Let's see here. Yes, I believe I did see something about that on the back page of yesterday's. Here it is. June 20. The Pacific Island of Baclara peacefully surrendered to the captain of the USS Charleston. The Spanish commander on the island obviously had not heard of the war, for there was no ammunition on the island.
Jeremy, you big fibber.
Well, maybe you've rested enough, Jeremy. Your apron's in the back room.
Many people are aware of educational benefits for veterans, but what about the veteran who's out there looking for a full-time job? The Veterans Administration offers many employment benefits to help the veteran get the kind of job he wants. For those veterans who are undecided about a career, the Veterans Administration offers vocational guidance and counseling. Those veterans who already know what kind of job they want can receive assistance in the form of on-the-job training. If you take a job as a trainee, the VA will supplement your income for up to 2 years. This is a very attractive benefit. For example, if you're a veteran with no dependents, you may be eligible for as much as $160 a month during your first 6 months as a trainee. Some jobs, like commission sales, are excluded, but approved training programs are available in most fields. If you'd like more information about vocational counseling or on-the-job training, contact your local County Veterans Service Center.
Ed, you've impressed a lot of people here with your ability to do a job. So we want you to help run the new department we're opening. We're giving you a chance as a supervisor.
Me, a supervisor? Well, hey, that's great. But...
No buts. You prove that hiring the vet pays off. Come on, supervisor. Let's take a look at your new office.
The disabled veteran. He's given a lot, and he's got a lot more to give. Contact your local VA or State Employment Service office.
Have you tried Dreamboat?
The Prince Valiant.
Big show. You're not even a regular bartender. Just give me a creamed herring on rye, heavy on the parsley, and light on the mayo.
Did you get lost on your way to Tannhauser?
I was never even there.
Hey, Tannhauser's an opera. It's not a vacation resort.
Hey, I can't think about vacations. I'm having a very hard time finding a job.
What kind of job are you looking for? I know a couple of garbage trucks that need an ornament.
Look, I was just racially slurred. I don't have any time for your dumb sense of humor.
You were subjected to racial discrimination?
That's right. They didn't hire me on a job because my parents were born in another country. But that doesn't matter because I got a good thing lined up in a sardine factory.
So, what does that have to do with this Nanook of the North costume?
The guy's name is Johnson, right? Janssen, you get it? When he sees this ethnic outfit, he'll go ape.
Hey, David, do you really need to use a gimmick like that to get a job? It's unlawful. for an employer to discriminate against a person on the grounds of race or ethnic background, especially when it comes to hiring. Now, what you should do is file a complaint.
Oh, big deal. I'll file a complaint. It wouldn't do me any good anyway. I'm not a minority group.
Hey, doesn't matter what color you are. The Fair Employment Law states specifically that no employer can discriminate against any person on the grounds of age, religion, sex, or ethnic background.
All right, I'll go down there and I'll file a complaint, right?
Right.
And then it'll get lost in the shuffle, right?
Wrong.
Wrong?
If you file a complaint with the Equal Rights Division, they'll look into it. And if they look into it and find that you are justified under the law, then they will go after the employer.
Hey, I didn't know that. They really care.
That's their job. But you've got to initiate the action. Hey, if minorities didn't care, we wouldn't be anywhere. You've got to go after discrimination right where it hurts, in the employer's pocketbook or his image. Hey, look here. Discrimination is bad advertisement, baby.
I'm not going down there, and I'm going to complain about this Johnson guy today.
Hey, cool it, man. Now, just cool it. Just get yourself together. In the first place, change those clothes. Then go in and take the interview. Don't go in thinking you are not going to get the job. Give the guy a chance to prove he's fair. And then if you get a raw deal, you know what to do.
Well, you know a lot about discrimination and everything, but I'll lay you odds that I still don't get this job with this guy, Johnson.
What if the guy's not Scandinavian? Johnson is a pretty common name. What if he's Italian or Englishman?
Ah, get out of here. I can just picture you guys, a tall, big, 6'6" blonde guy with blue eyes. He eats that root fish and left all the stuff. I know, man.
Hey, Pete, give me my check. Look. Good luck to you on the interview. And hang loose, because you never know what might happen.
Yeah, great. Okay? Take it easy.
That's okay, Pete. I'll check you later.
Hey, that's a really nice guy. You know, he's really on the ball.
A lot more on the ball than you got, Stanley.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know that sardine factory you applied for the job at?
Does he work there?
And his name is Janssen.
Well, I'll be a tut-tut.
Everybody pop milk cartons.
Yeah, I had to clean them up.
What if all the kids treated them?
For many women, homemaking is a full-time career during the years when their children are growing up. A housewife wears many hats. She's a seamstress, an interior decorator, an accountant, and a taxi service, all rolled into one. But when the children are grown, or when financial need arises, the homemaker may be faced with finding her first job outside the home. And that can be a frightening prospect. She often doesn't know where to begin, and she may doubt whether she has any saleable skills. But there are places to go for help. At the State Employment Service, for example, you'll find people ready to help you find the kind of job you're well suited for.
Would you like to have a chair, please? You've come in today to begin to look for work.
Well, I have never worked, and I'm really afraid to go out in the competition with people that have worked, and I'm very unsure what I am capable of doing. There's lots of things I'd like to do, but they don't mean that I would be able to do them.
If you're a homemaker who's looking for a job, here are a few tips. Start by making a list of your abilities and talents. Take your time and don't be modest about your strong points. Include homemaking skills that you're especially proud of. And don't forget volunteer work you've done. Then, decide what your goals are and what kind of work you'd especially enjoy. After you've thought carefully about your abilities and interests, visit your local employment security office or vocational school and ask to talk to a counselor. They'll be happy to help you and guide you in your job search.
There are many women in the position of looking for a job for the first time. The workforce is made up of many homemakers who have had to go to work. And we all remember our first day on the job. Many women express the same fears of what can I do, what am I capable of handling. Specifically, if you're thinking about looking for a job, you could focus in on your day-to-day activities. Think about specifically what you do each day and how those things might be carried over into a job situation. Driving in a carpool. Maybe you would enjoy being a school bus driver. Handling your checkbook. Maybe you would enjoy bookkeeping. Try to focus in on your day-to-day activities. Those are the kinds of things you want to focus in, exactly what you do specifically each day, because they are applicable to any position that you might want to apply for.
The work that I did at home helped a lot, I think, in my job through neatness, timing, just everyday household chores. I had just about given up on anything for myself because my doctor had told me that I had multiple sclerosis, and I figured that there was nothing I could do. Well, then I went to the WIN program, and they told me, especially one very dear person told me, that always remember I am a very important person. And it built up my morale, my confidence in myself, and I began to feel that I could be something, that I could amount to something. So I had a few interviews. I finally got this job here, and it's been wonderful.
For your free copy of the American Pie Forum newspaper, write to the American Pie Forum, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Be sure to include your address and zip code. Free copies of the American Pie Forum newspaper are also available at your local employment security office or your local vocational technical school.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Canary.
At evenings I watch as the colors of sky gently turn into the darkness of night. Shadows slip on like a soft velvet glove. That moment, the color of love. For love has no color and a wish has no rhyme. Our doubts and pretendings will vanish in time. There's a rainbow of people between black and white. Tell me, what is the color of light? I have a sister whose skin is as dark as a soul, whose quiet eyes tell me we're living wrong. Brother, to touch me, words are enough. They ask, what's the color of love? For love has no color and a wish has no time. Our dreams and pretendings will vanish in time. We are all family, our bondage is trust. Tell me, what is the color of love?
The American Pie Forum
was produced at the University of Wisconsin Extension Telecommunications Center in the studios of WHA-TV, Channel 21 in Madison, Wisconsin. In cooperation with the Wisconsin Department of Industry, Labor, and Human Relations, Employment Security Division, and the Wisconsin Board of Vocational, Technical, and Adult Education.
If you're looking for work, and you find you're lucky enough to be able to choose between several jobs, don't just pick the job that offers more take-home pay until you've thoroughly checked out the fringe benefits. Fringe benefits are things like inexpensive group health and life insurance, accident or illness coverage, so you don't lose your wages if you can't work for a while, maternity leave, which allows working mothers and sometimes fathers time off to care for their newborn child. And some companies even offer their employees a share of the profits as an incentive to do a better job. So don't be penny wise and pound foolish. Don't jump at a job that puts extra change in your pocket until you've looked hard at the real value of the fringe benefits. If you're a homemaker who's looking for a job, here are a few tips. Start by making a list of your abilities and talents. Take your time and don't be modest about your strong points. Include homemaking skills that you're especially proud of. And don't forget volunteer work you've done. Then, decide what your goals are and what kind of work you'd especially enjoy. After you've thought carefully about your abilities and interests, visit your local employment security office or vocational school and ask to talk to a counselor. They'll be happy to help you and guide you in your job search.
For your free copy of the American Pie Forum newspaper, write to the American Pie Forum, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Be sure to include your address and zip code. Free copies of the American Pie Forum newspaper are also available at your local employment security office or your local vocational technical school.
American Pie Forum wishes to extend special thanks to the following companies for their assistance in providing services making this program possible.